And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning I have with me Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman and Helper City Council Member Mallory Matsuda. How are you doing, ladies?
We're doing great.
I appreciate you guys coming in. We've got lots to talk about. Good things are happening over there in Helper City.
Really, it is. It's happening in Helper. We like that saying. We feel like it indicates what's going on in our city.
And just the short amount of time, I have just seen it come alive. It's just unbelievable. Tell us some fun things that are going to be going on, because you guys have been working very, very hard.
We've been working so hard that we wanted to pause for a moment. And this Wednesday, June 27th, we'll be hosting a community appreciation barbecue from 6 until 8 on Main Street at the Main Street Park. We'll have Terry Shaw playing music for us. And really, it's a potluck event open to everyone. And it's just our way of saying thank you to the community for all of the hard work that they've put forth the last 6 months.
And you've had a lot of the businesses right there in Helper stepping up and participating in the potluck part.
It's amazing when people search you out because they want to participate. So, you know, the calls keep coming in, people wanting to do things and be a part of the great momentum we have going. So we're honored that they want to do that and greatly appreciative of all of them participating.
Well, good. That sounds like it's going to be lots of fun to get everyone out for that. Now, at the event, you said you were going to kind of just give a brief summary of what we're looking for as far as the future of Helper City.
Sure. You know, we did the SDAT event. That was a sustainable design assessment last September. And what we'd like to do is let people know, you know, how far we've come in 6 months, as well as to start laying the groundwork for what's coming in the future. And what we see in our future is dark skies certification. We see a coming together of local area businesses to create a business alliance so that they can begin to promote and market their business to draw people to Helper. And those are just a few of the suggestions made by the SDAT team when they were on site. We're also really excited to celebrate the completion of what I call phase one of our Main Street beautification. So we really want to pause and honor that and all the volunteers who have participated.
Yeah, and if for folks out there that may not have seen what they've been up to on Main Street, this is your opportunity if you go to that barbecue to see. Now, you guys have had a lot of public volunteers anytime that you had stuff happening on Main Street that you needed assistance, and you've had people just step right up.
It's been amazing and truly community owned. So it's so exciting to see the community excited and coming together to build our Main Street. And they will take such pride today and going forward in having participated and done that. So we're just honored to serve such a great community.
That is wonderful. Well, Mallory, step on up to the mic and let's talk.
So I just wanted to point out when people come up to visit our Main Street and the South Main Street design, that there are language plaques embedded in the cement. And something that we're really proud of in Helper is our diverse history and our immigrant history. And at the turn of the century, there were 27 languages spoken on Helper Main Street. And I always like to think about what that must have sounded like and looked like, and just the melting pot that was Helper back then. So when you come up, you can take a look at the South Main Street design and see all of those languages and nationalities represented, and we're just really proud of that.
I think that's pretty neat. That's really neat. That's a good addition for sure. All right, so you have an event coming up in August that you're hosting, and like I said, I think this is something that everyone needs to take. Everyone takes, for instance, like you were saying, when we were talking before we got on air, that everyone does first aid training. Everyone knows how to do that. But we don't have first aid for our mental health.
Right. So a few months ago, Cecilia Jensen, the suicide prevention coordinator for Four Corners, came to a council meeting. And she just wanted to offer their services and let us know what they provide. So I reached out to her afterwards, and she has offered to come and do a mental health first aid training for our community for free. And I'm really excited about this because often this happens. This comes up in our lives where people we love, people we care about are struggling, or maybe we are ourselves personally. And we're not really taught how to deal with that, how to help and how to support people that are in that position. So she's going to be teaching. It's an 8-hour training, so it'll be very in-depth. People will have lots of tools that they can walk away with and use to help and support our community. And it'll be August 10th and 11th at the Helper City Auditorium. It will be free for the public. We need to have at least 5 people sign up to make it go, and then we will cap it at around 20 or so. So anyone that's interested in taking the training, they can call City Hall at 472-5391 and get registered. They'll need to provide their name, phone number, and email address, and then we can remind them as it gets closer to the event, to the training. And then, or they can also just stop by City Hall. So I'm really excited about this. I'm really grateful for Cecilia for offering this. And I think that it will be really beneficial to the community.
Yeah. She's doing some great things with that grant that she got. I'm excited for this. And if you listeners out there have a chance and can do this, I highly suggest it. This is good. All right, we just finished up phase 3 of the river restoration. Tell us a little bit about that.
The river restoration project has been ongoing for several years now. We just finished up phase 3, which if you park at the swinging bridge and then head north on the walkway, you go under the tunnel and then come up to the top of the hill there. There's a new beautiful staircase that goes down to the river. There's 3 staircases. It's just gorgeous. And there's 2 new swimming holes and a wave that people can paddleboard or kayak on. And we're just really, really excited about the continuation of this river restoration project. And when it's complete, we will have 2.5 miles of usable, safe riverway. So.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. Have you had a lot of good feedback with what's been going on so far from residents, even visitors?
Yeah, we have. And actually, we have quite a strong, growing community of people who are invested in being stewards of our river. A couple months ago, we planted, probably 40 or more new trees on the river where some of the invasive species had been cleared out. And there's been a team of over 30 people who have been watering those trees twice a day.
Oh, wow.
By hand with buckets to keep them alive. So I think that's something that we're really proud of in Helper is just how many people are invested in helping our community and really rolling their sleeves up and doing the volunteer work. So if anybody wants to help with watering the trees, they can go on Facebook. That we have a group, it's called River Helpers, and they can join the group and then pick a shift on the schedule. Or they can email me at mmatsuda@helpercity.net if they're not on Facebook and they want to help with anything, really, with any of our volunteer efforts. So,
all right, so a big event coming up in August as well, and the date's been set, but we're not quite detailing it.
Correct. And we want to make sure everybody gets it on their calendar now. It's the third weekend in August. We'll kick things off August 16th. That's a Thursday with a gallery stroll. And then we'll have our various art and food vendors coming in that Friday, the 17th. And they'll be on site until the 19th. So we'll have food, live music, and art, and lots of fun going on.
Oh, good. I'm excited about that.
I'd also like to mention that the film festival will be ongoing again this year as part of the arts festival. So, and I know that the film festival crew has been working hard to get some really great films for this year's festival. So,
oh, that'll be good. That'll be really exciting. Well, all right, ladies. Wow. Lots of fun things going on for sure. Okay, community, Community Barbecue is taking place in Helper on June 27th. Everyone is invited. And you know what? You know that favorite dish you always make for barbecues? Yeah, well, that one you need to take with you and share it with everyone there. It starts at 6 p.m. and will go till 8. There's going to be music by Terry Shaw. So this is Helper City's way of saying thank you and just being there as they have been making these wonderful changes in their city. So anything else, ladies?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming in. All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.